This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. From the looks of it, southeast Kansas and the surrounding area had gotten in some wheat before the recent rains that turned out to be great for a nice, even germination. However, it is quite likely that many fields have not been planted yet. Some were put off due to uncertainty about the soil moisture, while many more are delayed due to finishing up the soybeans. Right now, we have just enough surface moisture to get the wheat to germinate, but the subsoil is completely empty. The Kansas Mesonet shows that the recent rains barely got moisture down to the 20 centimeter depth, but there is nothing below that. But that's okay. We are far enough south here that we can plant wheat in November and still get enough fall growth to survive the winter. Planting wheat in November does require some special considerations though. First off, know your insurance rules. The last day for full insurance coverage should be November 15th here in southeast Kansas, but it's important to know your specific insurance rules. Late planted wheat will need to have an increased seeding rate, as the wheat won't have enough time to fully tiller. The wheat does tiller some in the spring, but those tillers aren't as productive. In eastern Kansas, we should be looking at increasing our seeding rate by about 300,000 seeds per acre. That ups the ideal seeding rate from 1.1 to 1.4 million to 1.4 to 1.7 million. This will end up being around 120 pounds per acre, but it is important to plant seeds by number rather than by pounds. Too high of a population can decrease yield from overcompetition and increase chances of lodging. Starter fertilizer and seed treatments can become more important when planting into colder soils. Phosphorus is going to be of extra importance. It helps with early growth and tillering, and phosphorus is less available in colder soil temperatures. This importance is increased in acidic soils. Fortunately, phosphorus fertilizer can be placed directly with the seed. 20 to 30 pounds per acre is plenty, and can be ideal even in fields with higher levels of background phosphorus. Fungicide seed treatments become more important because germination time is increased. The longer it is in the soil, the longer the exposed time to the seedling diseases. On the plus side, there should be less insects in the field to cause seedling damage to the late planted wheat. There could be some variety differences when it comes to the ability of the wheat to tiller in colder soils. However, most farmers have already purchased their seed by now and are just waiting to get into the field. Wheat needs to have 1 to 2 tillers and 4 to 5 leaves going into the coldest part of winter for full survivability. We should have enough soil moisture now to at least get the wheat to germinate, whether it was planted already or whether it will soon be planted, just as soon as the ground dries out enough to get the drill over it. Hopefully, the chances of more rain in the forecast will pan out as well. If you have any questions about late planted wheat, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.